Underscoring the importance of the Israeli-Palestinian peace talks that begin Sunday, Secretary of State Warren Christopher plans to fly to the Middle East this weekend in advance of a trip to sub-Saharan Africa. He will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem and with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat in Gaza. The secretary does not plan to go to the site of the talks, Erez, on the Israeli-Gaza border, but there will be a continuous American presence at the table there. If the talks are not successful, U.S. officials fear renewed Israeli-Palestinian clashes. NPR's Ted Clark reports.
At this week's Emergency Mideast Summit in Washington, the Israeli and Palestinian leaders did not resolve any of their increasingly bitter disputes, but they did agree to start talks on Sunday. The point is to carry out peace agreements both sides have signed but not yet fully implemented. The first order of business is a drawdown of Israeli forces in the West Bank town of Hebron, as called for in the Oslo Accords, along with redeployment of Israeli troops in other parts of the West Bank. Israel has already reduced its military presence in half a dozen large Palestinian towns. U.S. officials emphasize that the Erez talks are intended just to implement the Oslo Accords, not reopen them or renegotiate them. U.S. officials hope the talks will ease growing frustration among Palestinians, who are angered not just by the Hebron issue, but also by restrictions on Palestinian travel, by expanding Jewish settlements in the West Bank, and by Israel's decision to open a second entrance to an archaeological tunnel near Muslim holy sites in Jerusalem. State Department spokesman Nick Burns.
It is clear that the situation in the Middle East remains dangerous and requires intensive and productive efforts. The president is committed to doing all that we can do to support Israel and the Palestinians and help them reach agreement on the difficult issues that divide them so that they can move toward a future of peace and reconciliation.
One virtue of the talks planned for Erez is that they will be continuous. There will be no interruptions, no two-week recesses. U.S. officials hope this will produce results quickly. Spokesman Nick Burns.
Each of these parties, Israel and the Palestinians, must see the other as a partner whose needs need to be understood, and in some cases, sometimes, the needs need to be met halfway. That gets to the issue of results. There's been a lot of talk over the last couple of months about the negotiations and about the issues. Now the negotiators, Israeli and Palestinian, need to get down to brass tacks, and they need to accomplish something. They need to produce something. These need to be productive, results-oriented discussions.
And that is a point Secretary Christopher will no doubt make in his separate talks with Mr. Netanyahu and Mr. Arafat on Sunday. To help assure results, American diplomats will be at the talks from start to finish, this at the request of Israel and the Palestinians. Special Mideast Coordinator Dennis Ross will be there to start with. If he leaves, the U.S. Ambassador to Israel, the U.S. Consul General in Jerusalem, or other American diplomats will take his place until the Erez negotiations are concluded. This is Ted Clark in Washington.